everybody. Welcome to the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of June, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey.
Glad to have you with me today. We have some updates that are, I will sort of spoil the podcast for everybody. We have some updates that are current events related. And we are going to start with something that Apple is doing in order to take some action in the current climate.
Yeah. Look, before we go into that, we were discussing this before the show, kind of what we were going to talk today, and we felt a bit weird about what we would do with the show, given, you know, it felt a bit funny to discuss, you know, shiny new tech when so much is going on in the world, and it felt weird. So we kind of didn't quite know what we wanted to discuss it and what was appropriate, particularly today when people are trying to make some kind of mark with a thing called Blackout Tuesday and just trying to make some kind of mark. So look, we're very conscious that we're two white girls chatting this time.
Yes.
About issues that we're lucky enough to not, you know, to not have, you know, issues we haven't had to suffer. We know that, and we were kind of just, we felt a bit weird about what we were going to do with the show today. So sorry if it's a bit different. And yeah, normal service will be resumed. But as you said, there's a lot going on in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, Apple is reacting to it. They're obviously, it's not hiding from this wave of protests that followed the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Tim Cook wrote to staff following that. You know, it's a very, very Tim Cook kind of letter, empathetic, and so on. He told Apple staff that we have to re-examine our own views and actions in light of pain that is deeply felt but too often ignored. He said that the death of George Floyd was a shocking and tragic proof that we must aim far higher than a normal future.
Yes,
he said. There's a link to some of the letters on the Mac Observer, and the Bloomberg has the whole thing. And in part of that letter, Mr. Cook revealed that Apple is making multiple donations. The one he highlighted was to the Equal Justice Initiative, which is a campaign fighting on racial injustice. It's been doing things about how, most recently, black people and people of colour are being disproportionately affected by COVID-19, particularly those caught in the criminal justice system in the US. So it's been doing a lot of work on those things. Apple is making a significant donation to that organisation, amongst others. It's also going to match employee donations 2-for-1 throughout June. So that's what's happening there. And today, if you turned on Apple Music, you may have noticed it was a bit different. As I mentioned, that people have been doing this thing called Blackout Tuesday, mm-hmm. where, you know, posting a black square on Instagram and things like that, just to try and, you know, maybe make a mark to acknowledge what's going on. And people will have their views on that. But Apple has marked it on Apple Music in their way. If you go on to Apple Music, you don't get greeted by the normal Apple Music page and screen. It's a black screen with white writing that reads, "In steadfast support of the black voices that define music, creativity and culture, we use ours. The moment calls upon all of us to speak and act against racism and injustice of all kinds. We stand in solidarity with black communities everywhere. The show must be paused. Hashtag Black Lives Matter." And those are two of the things today that have been going around online, and Apple and a number of other services, should be said, have been playing their being involved in that. Mm-hmm. And if you clicked on the Listen Together link, which was part of that message, you got sent to Beats One. Mm-hmm. And Beats One sent you to hip hop school.
Yes.
And it's pretty amazing. It was, as it said, trying to highlight the amazing contribution of black artists and black voices. And I know, I mean, you don't need much encouragement to listen to hip hop, Kelly.
I do not. I never really have.
And some of the stuff, it's been amazing. And it's an amazing way because, you know, maybe we take those contributions for almost for granted. I don't know. And it's been amazing. And I have to say, it hasn't pulled any punches either. Throughout the day, I've been listening as well. And I had, I think it was Sound of the Police. Mm-hmm. And we had 16 shots. And, you know, it's not hiding. 16 shots by Vic Mensa. And it's not, you know, Apple can be in its way kind of pretty, you know, apolitical. Tim Cook is engaged with President Trump on behalf of his shareholders. He's, mm-hmm. you know, we know what Tim Cook thinks. We know the kind of causes that Tim Cook donates to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Apple isn't a political organization. It's a corporate entity.
Yes.
But today, particularly on Beats One, it felt a bit different.
It did. And I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit because iTunes is very different today, regardless. So if you launch iTunes on your Mac, or if you open the music app on your phone, what you are going to see under For You and under Browse and under Radio is all the same thing. It's that same black square with the writing on it that Charlotte read to us, and everything has a listen together button at the bottom. So no matter what you're looking at, like, everything is taking you to listen together to Beats. And as we speak, it's playing This Land by Gary Clark Jr. I heard Marvin Gaye earlier. We're absolutely going to hip hop school, but there's a lot of other stuff that they've been playing as well. I did get some Ice Cube earlier. And this would be angry, explicit tagged Ice Cube, not the friendly guy from the funny movies Ice Cube. So back when he was still like fresh off of NWA. And I've had some of that. I did hear there was a Wale song earlier that was another one that was very pointed political commentary. And like as curation goes, the Beats One stream today has been exceptional music all the way around. You know, the fact that a whole lot of it comes with pointed political commentary is a separate discussion for a podcast that deals a lot more with that and not just me sitting here giving you my opinions and my assessment of it. But it's absolutely taking you to hip hop school. There's also folks like Gary Clark Jr. who play a lot of blues music. There's been some R&B and some soul music that's also been on there. It's been great. I'm going to be listening to this today, I think, more than anything, or at least it's going to be playing on my phone all day. How much of it I'm actually listening to, I just want to make sure that the stream is counting, even when I don't have an opportunity to have it at a volume where I can appreciate it. Like I said, the curation is exceptional, like it always is with Apple Music. And it's been, at least for this morning anyway, it's been very nice to hear. And like you said, Charlotte, you were talking about Apple sort of being apolitical, but they used to be like not political at all. I remember one of the first things I think we saw Apple being charitable about was donating, I think, after the tsunami in Japan, I think because I remember that there was a button in iTunes where you could automatically kick $10 to the Red Cross, and it was just like making any other iTunes purchase. And they put together an album of songs that you could buy for, I think, also $10, that was like 15 or 25 songs, maybe, that was, and all the money from that went to relief efforts like the Red Cross and stuff. And I think that's the first time I remember that. That's been quite a while ago now, but that's the first time I sort of remember them stepping in on that kind of scale where like iTunes completely changed and things like that. They've gotten a lot more political under Tim Cook, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It just feels a little more transparent, because I always got the mm-hmm. feeling that Steve Jobs was writing checks and Apple employees were donating, and you know, there was you know, internal matching going on, because they're a corporation of a certain size. It's very easy to find that list of nonprofits if you work someplace like that. You know, I've worked for large companies. When you work for large companies, there's usually like, these are the organizations we will automatically kick in and match your donation to if you donate to these folks. So it's been an interesting evolution. I'm sort of glad to have it now, because this is the kind of thing I feel like is a good use of the spotlight. So
yeah, I think Apple has realized it needs to rise to this moment, as lots of companies, as lots of us as individuals have. As I said, you and I sort of discussed off air this show, kind of squirming that we didn't feel we were the right people to even approach these issues, but didn't feel that we couldn't, it could pretend they weren't going on either.
We can't not do it, but it feels weird to do it. So yeah, it's not great either.
And so, and Apple clearly in its way feels it needs to rise to the moment. Mm-hmm. As it did, you know, as the COVID-19 pandemic built up and spread, it took unprecedented steps to work with Google. It's made large donations. It repurposed some kind, a number of facilities for, it's done a whole host of different things. And it seems to want to make a stand here. And that's just, you know, look, they're not the only tech company or, you know, media platform.
Sure.
Doing this, Spotify, there was moments of silence on Spotify there. I think there were, especially, and SiriusXM, I think there was some, there's some special playlists and stuff if you check out on Spotify as well. There's a bunch of stuff going on that tech companies are leading in. And Apple appears to want to play its part. Here, you know, we're covering that stuff at the Mac Observer. We don't quite know how to play the conversation, but we hope you will join us, our listeners and readers, in being part of that conversation, and we can have it together, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have to do everything together, as the best we can. So that's why we showed up to do it today anyway. We're muddling through it just like you are, and if you want to talk to us about it, you can always get us at observations@macobserver.com. you can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter. You can leave comments in the show notes. We, like I said, we're not sure how to do this either. We hope that our efforts are helpful. That's about the best we can do. We would like to, you know, feel like some people are taking a tiny bit of pleasure and like there's still a show today and we're still here talking about Apple stuff and what's happening. So I hope that does a tiny bit to improve your day. And I know I joke sometimes about looking forward to your letters, but actually we do look forward to your letters. And I hope that in this case, definitely let us know. And if you have ideas about things that you'd like to have us talking about or digging into, we definitely want to know that too. And when we do that, we highlight listener mail. So when we've gotten listener mail and it turned into something we talked about on the show, like, we give you a shout out. So if you too would like all of the fame and glory that goes along with being mentioned on TDO, you can get that just by sending us a note. I think that's probably going to do it for us today. Like I said, Charlotte and I are taking a shot at it. And I hope we've come as close as we could have with this today. So Charlotte, thanks for coming by and thanks for your reporting on this stuff today. It's been an interesting to read.
Thank you. I don't know if I should say normal service will be resumed, because perhaps that's not what we need, but I'm sure the show will sound different and a bit more upbeat and a bit more like you're used to in the coming days. But
I will give you that 100%. Today's not quite what the show normally sounds like, and we will try to get back to doing something that does sound more like the podcast to which you have become accustomed. We will try to be resuming far more TDO flavored service in the future, as soon as we have the capacity to do that. So in the meantime, for Charlotte and me, I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I hope to talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, please be excellent to each other.